www.overcomers.ca. The Ephod, Chapter 4, True versus False. I would ask you two questions. Take time to ponder these questions in your heart before the Lord, and in your closet of prayer, and seek the Lord to see if it be that God would be gracious unto you and would answer you. Remember that you are seeking and speaking to the Almighty Jehovah, the God of history, the God of all creation, the same Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a holy thing you do in seeking God for the answer to these two simple questions or any other such matter. Here they are. 1. Why is it that the Scriptures teach us that we are a new creation in Christ and that old things are passed away, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and yet we still experience a sinful nature? This sinful nature can come in three ways. It can be gross, or it can be religious, or it can be both gross and religious. Spirits of deception can hide in it and cause your renewed mind to become confused, and the enemy of your soul can cast accusations toward you continually because of the sinful nature. Second question, 2. Christ Jesus in the book of Revelation chapters 2 and 3 says 8 times the word overcometh in the King James Version. This word is used to describe those that overcome all things in the midst of the churches. The second question is this: does the person who desires to be an overcomer in obedience to the Lord have that title given to them as a sovereign act of God, or do they have this as an earned title? End questions. I want to show you more on the true and the false ephod so we can understand the meat of the study later on. The stones on the true ephod are found in Exodus 28:17-21. Here are the stones as they are listed there. Row 1, which is the top row. Sardius, topaz, carbuncle. Row 2, emerald, sapphire, diamond. Row 3, liguar, agate, amethyst. Row 4, beryl, onyx, jasper. Each stone is representative of one of the 12 tribes of Israel. I will be getting into the meanings of these stones in later writings. For now, though, let's look at the stones of Lucifer. It must be noted that Lucifer is named such in reference to the king of Babylon, a political, economic, and religious Babylon, in Isaiah 14:4 and in verse 12. Lucifer means light or morning star and shows forth the glory and brilliance of the king of Babylon. This is not the light that Christ Jesus abides in at the right hand of the Father in glory, but it is the light given to Lucifer by the systems and conditions of fallen man. Suffice it to say that Lucifer therefore represents fallen man, fallen away and making his own light apart from Jehovah. The king of Babylon was notorious for exalting himself in pride. He had that down to a great theme that everyone could observe, not just exalting himself as God, but being extolled by those who viewed him as king. Lucifer is called the Prince of Tyrus in Ezekiel 28:2. What is the difference between the Prince of Tyrus and the King of Babylon? Tyrus was an ancient Phoenician city. Who were the Phoenicians? They were the nation opposed to Babylon in the ancient world. Tyrus means sharp rock, Rather than to lengthen out the study of what their names mean, suffice it to say that the fallen nature of man is upon all realms of the world, no matter where they are, and to whatever creed or nation they ascribe themselves. In both cases, they lack from Jehovah. They are fallen in their natures. Ezekiel 28:13 describes the stones that the ephod of Lucifer has, and three are missing. There is no pattern to the laying out of the stones as to rows. They are simply described. Lucifer has 9 of the 12 stones, the sardius, the topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, laid in gold, a false divinity, a false religion. Lucifer lacks the liguar, the agate, and the amethyst. As I begin to reveal the state and meaning of these stones to us in this hour, you will be able to better discern what is true and what is false in your lives by the witness of the Spirit in you. The false ephod is rife in the world today and is still working in parts and elements of the company of sons and daughters. The true ephod will witness to the great truth of Exodus 28:36, the declaration of holiness unto the Lord, and thou shalt make a plate of pure gold engrave upon it, like the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. The true ephod and the false ephod will continually war one against the other until the Lord declares openly to creation who his overcomers are. The false ephod hates the three stones that the true ephod does not lack. The true ephod hates the fact that the false ephod does not want the three stones it is lacking. The false ephod comes forth in denominationalism, religion, false cults, false practices of faith, useless efforts, and 65,000 different denominations that are now in the earth. Christendom totally lacks the liguar, the agate, and the amethyst. That is why a true son of God, a true overcomer, cannot be found in a denomination. They do not lack these stones in their daily lives and testimonies. The true ephod will separate one unto God to minister unto God alone. The false ephod fits right in with those who love light, but not the true light of God, which will convict and convince one to lay their lives down in exchange for his. The false ephod will flow nicely with all the slanted programs and activities of Christendom and will not find any measure of contention except with those who are hearing the higher call and are partaking of the complete ephod with all 12 stones. The false ephod will look like it's ministering unto God, but God does not know them, and they will be cast away into judgment. Matthew 7:16-27. The true ephod has a Urim and Thummim stone set upon the shoulders, which will display light or dimness according to the will of God. Exodus 28:30. Urim and Thummim means light and perfections. The false ephod will have a Urim and a Thummim that will only display light or dimness according to the 9 stones they do allow, while they reject the other 3. Lucifer will control with his degenerated will the answer he would gain from the Urim and Thummim. The Urim and Thummim were designed in this pattern to reveal the will of God for any question Israel would ask. For us today, that is called the witness of the Spirit. In these writings, it is my desire to show you the true ephod so you can overcome all things in the sight of Almighty God. Kenneth B. Vischer.